Sir Alexander Glanrhyl 8.
My two checks. It was in fact just after we'd encountered the machine gun pests before going down to the village, and the two Czech interpreters, one of them, the sort of winding path we were on by then, was suddenly taken short. You see, nipped into sort of weave it up the hill amongst the trees to do what he had to do. Another Soviet unit, Soviet patrol, probably a couple of chaps, obviously saw some movement, you see, so there's a whiz of machine gun fire. And poor old Smolka came out with his trousers down, saying, "I am a little upset." That, they thought, was terribly funny. We had to interpret, you see, and that was a hell of a joke. But the humour was so great. I mean, admittedly, they were going, you know, they knew they'd won. They were going ahead. Berlin was going to be theirs. But it was a terrific laugh, always.
Was there any sense that they might not stop going west?
Well, I thought there was a great deal of sense that they wouldn't stop. And I wondered what was going to stop them. Would they recognise Berlin, for example? This train stops here. And Sukarnikov and his fellow officers were interesting in that. Because with them, you see, we had a few days with them, and living very simply, obviously. I mean, breakfast, probably a glass of water, or hunk of Serbian bread, and maybe a garlic. A simple meal at night. But over the meal at night, you'd sit, and they would talk, they talk quite a bit about the Europe they hoped we all were going to see, which honestly was indistinguishable from what we wanted to see. One great point, children again, of course, that our kids would be able to come and stay with them at home, get to know them, and their kids come and stay with us. And quite openly, they would say, "All this crap about Stalin must go. I mean, he's okay, he saved the revolution, but it's got to stop, and we can't live like that." The purges, they knew all about. They said, "I mean, we've got to have this huge effort has been made. What are we fighting for? We know what we're fighting against, but what are we fighting for?" And this is what, in their way, they were not unsophisticated chaps at all.